This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. Today I have a very special guest, She's beautiful and she's smart, Claudia Shaw, who has over 28 years of experience in various industries in both Colombia and United States. She has become a seasoned professional in business. Throughout her career, she has held numerous positions, including an administrative and financial director, vice president of human resources, and now business advisor and coach. Her expertise lies in developing business plans, coaching entrepreneurs to start and grow their businesses, enhancing their social media presence, and managing day-to-day business operations. Claudia, I am thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, no, Maria, I am the one that is thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for the invite, for that nice intro. And I'm happy to be here with a beautiful woman like you and empowering our community. So thank you.
Thank you. And beautiful, same to you. I'm excited to have a beautiful woman here as well from Colombia. Oh my God, my favorite place. I can't wait to visit. Okay, before we start and start talking about business and all the fun stuff that's going to be happening in Los Angeles very soon, I want to ask the question that I love the most asking. Why are you doing what you're doing? What got you here? What's your why?
Oh, wow, Maria. Why I'm doing this? I really love and enjoy what I do. I really think that we are here in this world and on earth to do something with our lives and for other people. And I think that's what I'm doing. I focus mostly on my Latino community in LA County who speaks Spanish, very little English or no English at all, and does not know about all these resources and opportunities that are here. So I think that is something that I love and I was meant to do, because I really want to empower everybody that is here and that can access to all this information, resources, and things that this this country offers. Because I think when we come here, we come with a dream, and the dream of starting a business and then not knowing how to do it and then not knowing how to grow and progress. And if I have that information and if I have the tools to help them to get there, I think I should do it. And that's why I do it. That's why I put it out there. I don't know.
Wow, you sound like my twin, because that's literally why I do what I do. That's literally why I have this show, because I just love sharing knowledge and resources with others. Anytime I can save someone an hour, I feel like I've accomplished something, because an hour in life matters so much, especially when people are at the end of their lives. Every minute counts. And so for me, like you said, helping others is really the main reason. And speaking of helping others, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you're able to help people and inform them about some of the services you provide.
So Centro SBDC, SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. The Small Business Development Center was created by the federal government, by the SBA, the Small Business Administration, to help and support small businesses in the United States. Here in LA County, we have 8 offices that offers one-on-one advising and trainings. And the advising can be in access to capital, in marketing and social media, in anything that you need for your business, and everything is free. No cost for you. We are already paid with our taxes. So this is something that they want to do in order to grow the economy. The one that I manage from the eight offices, mine is the one that speaks Spanish. So I only focus in LA County for Spanish speakers. But like I said, we have 7 other offices that focus on the other ones. What is the idea with this? This program wants to help you and support you with advisors that will sit with you. So, for example, you come to us, Maria, and you say, okay, I have my podcast and I'm doing this and it's Startup for Success, and I need to know how can I get access to capital because I want to invest in a new studio. So that's what we do. We will help you with that. We will walk you through the process. What do you have? What do you need in order to get that loan that you need for that? So that would be one thing. Then you say, okay, what about this? And we will also tell you, what if we also focus on government contracting? Or what if we help you with importing or exporting your podcast or things like that? So then we will start all this conversation. So the process is not just one session with us, it's an ongoing relationship. We have clients who will start with us today. We will work like for 6 months, 1 year. They will go dormant for a year, 2 years, and then they will come back and say, okay, now I'm ready to move forward and hire my first person. So how can I do this? And things like that. So that's what we do. We are like your coach for your business for free.
Amazing. And that's the thing I think that a lot of minority business owners don't know that this exists. They think that in order to get coaching and expert help, they have to have money to hire somebody. And then all these amazing resources that are being paid by SBA, by our tax dollars, are there, but they don't know. So I'm really happy that you came on the show to create awareness about the amazing work that you guys do. I actually utilized SBDC about 3 years ago when I decided, 4 years ago when I decided to add the sector of the government sector in my agency, because prior to 4 years I was only focused on auto and tech industries. And then when the pandemic hit, I realized I need to diversify and I need to have some government contracts to have some stability. And it was I'll tell you, it was the most challenging thing I ever had to go through, because I had to get the certifications and I had to understand where to go and find RFPs and how to write these proposals. And I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't for SBDC, I would not have gotten my first contract, which happened 3 months after I got my certification. So I am gonna vouch for SBCD. It's an amazing resource that
Love it.
single person should know about. Every single even wannabe entrepreneur should know about, because if you want to start a business, go talk to them, figure out, everything. But let's talk about a little bit about your background. You said you're from Colombia, obviously, and I'm from Armenia. I'm a first generation immigrant, and I find that being an immigrant, I just have so much appreciation for this country. And when things get challenging, it's almost like I have such thin skin where I'm just so resilient and I keep going. And then I have a lot of friends who were born here and raised here. And sometimes I feel like they don't, it's not that they don't appreciate what is here and what's available. It's just that they haven't seen what's harder. They haven't seen what's worse. And a lot of times when I tell them, listen, this is how, things were when I was growing up in the Soviet Union and not allowed to do certain things and, all of this stuff. And then that's when they're like, oh my God, you're right. We're so blessed. And I shouldn't complain about this and I shouldn't complain about that. Tell us a little bit about your experience with, your appreciation, I guess, for this country.
Yes, and I that's such a valid point, Maria, because a lot of people don't value you, and that's something that with our kids, we have been trying to raise and explain them that you don't take all these things for granted. It's like when we came to this country, we came with nothing, and we had to really build up and be where we are right now, but with a lot of hard work and appreciation for the thing. So back home when we were growing up, I started working with my father, and that's when I learned the value of owning a business and appreciating the people who works with you in your business. Those values, then when I got married, we lost our jobs and things like that. We had the opportunity to come here to the US. We came here and to see how much harder we had to work because our accent, because our looks, because the English was not there, and sometimes it's still not there. But all those things were so hard. Because you had the knowledge, but it was like, oh my God, how can I get my idea across? How can I get these people to know that I did study back home and I can do something for this? So we started working. We were working. I started in a credit union. I started from down. Like I was already up here in back home in Colombia, and I had to start all the way down with a minimal salary, being in a temp agency, having a kid. It was hard. It was hard. But that is what it makes me appreciate. And that is something that I also learned. Why do I need to have like a support group or a support person that knows about all this and can understand my situation and can help me? So that's what I love about the job too, is that when I'm talking to all these people, it's like I can understand and I can relate to them. So when they tell me, oh, I don't know how to do this, I don't know where to go for this, or things like that, it's like, no worries. It's not a scene that you don't know where to go. I'll help you. That's my job. That's why I'm here. Let me help you. Let me guide you.
I love that. I love that. And like you said, you're able to help more people because you've been there, you've gone through it, the pain is there in our memories. And perhaps that it all happened. I look back and sometimes, as challenging as it was coming to the States as a teenager and having to deal with learning the language and, starting from the bottom, basically. Now I look back and I realize that it was supposed to happen because my calling is to help others. And in order for me to help others, I had to go through that almost like
Process.
the training program in a sense to be able to help others. How can you possibly help? But going back to entrepreneurs, I feel like more and more people and also the youth are interested in entrepreneurship. And I'm starting to see this flow of younger generation coming to me and asking for mentorship and asking for advice. They have ideas and they don't know how to start it. Are you seeing the same thing through SBDC, where younger and y each year younger and younger people are starting their businesses? I'm just curious.
Yes, younger generations are starting more businesses and they are thinking more as entrepreneurs. And I have seen that, but they are not necessarily using our resources as much as our older generations and people who already have their businesses. Because I think our younger generations are more used to using the technology. So it's like they have more resources that way that they look for that. And sometimes it's like, no, I know how to do this. And because they don't have that background that we have of coming to the country and not knowing, it's like, no, I was born here. I know how to do this, or I know how to go and research and I don't need you. So it's more like that. So, but I see also those young generations when I meet them. It's like, oh, my mom has a business, or my dad has a business, or so and so has a business. I need to send them to you. It's like, okay, I'm not going to help them, even though I already have my businesses. I'm going to send them to you guys. So I see more that happening instead of them coming to us. Yesterday I had the privilege of meeting somebody, and he started like since he was 14 years old here. He was always like the entrepreneur mind. He's like, I want to do this. He was on Shark Tank. His business went down to the drain, but he did something else and he started all over, but he did it on his own. It's like, and I'm like, didn't you know about the resource of the SBDC? He's like, yeah, I did know, but no, I wanted to do it by myself. Like it's like I wanted to do it myself. And I'm like, okay.
That's
So
well, that's that. That's a really good point that you brought up because they do have access to technology and they're very immune to using technology. But I do think there comes this. I used to be that way too. The first company that I launched, WeddingGish.com, was launched in 2002. It was a tech startup. We were in the bridal industry, and later on, The Knot kind of copied us, I'll be honest. The Knot, which is a huge bridal magazine, they ended up taking some of our ideas and doing it online. But when I started that company, I thought that way too. I was like, oh, I just got out of a graduate school. I'm pretty techie. I know what I'm doing. After a couple of startups, I realized that yes, technology is there, information is there, but you can't compare that to having a mentor who's experienced. You cannot trade that with having people that literally, the advising center that is literally built to help people like us. Like online, you come across so many fraudulent information and so many incorrect information, and they trick you into buying stuff and whatever. And so when the younger generation says, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing, I'm like, I used to say that too until, three startups later, I realized that I need to get help and I need to get advice. And especially if you're trying to get into the government sector, for example, you need SBDC to get into the government sector. You cannot rely online and figure out how to do all this. So yeah, that's a really good point that you brought up. The next thing I would love to talk to you about is the Olympics. Obviously, the Olympics is coming to Los Angeles. The World Cup is coming to Los Angeles. The women's golf, the men's golf. I mean, so many sport events are coming to LA. And as our listeners are excited that it's going to be in our backyard, they're also wondering how could they take a piece of the action and benefit. What advice do you have for them?
Oh my God, that's a big, big topic, and it's going to be a huge, huge opportunity for a lot of businesses, any type, little micro business, meaning me solopreneur working up to like the biggest companies and industries. Why? So, like you said, we have the World Cup, we have the Olympics, they are going to be here. People wants to go. They want to travel. There are going to be reforms, meaning they are going to do like aesthetic things to the venues and stuff like that. They need people who cleans. They need people who paints. They need constructors. They need marketing. They need food. There are so many things that you cannot imagine that the government is going to need in order to get all these projects done. So we have already LAX. LAX already started. They are doing things, but they still need things done. So what is this? And what is government contracting? What the government is doing, and when I say government, I'm talking about city, state, county. Okay, so there are three different entities. One thing is the city. So we're talking city of LA, city of Long Beach, city of Pasadena, city of Burbank. Then you have county of Los Angeles. And then you have state, the state of California. All of them are different entities inside those cities, states, and counties. So you have different entities. Each entity is in charge of something. So you have LAX, they have an entity that is in charge of the construction. You have the transportation. You have the Los Angeles Unified School District. You have like so many different entities inside, and each of them needs something. Like I was saying, they need food. They need to paint the exterior. They need to paint the interiors. They need classes. They need leadership classes. They need so what you need to do. First of all, find your mentor with the SBDC. Look for an SBDC office that is nearby you here in LA County. Call them and start the process. Then you get certified. What is getting certified? You can get certified as a minority business, as a women-owned business, as a veteran business. There are like different types, and you get certified. There is a process. And you need paperwork, you need your like if you're registered and where and whatnot. So it will be that. You have to have been in business at least 2 years to get all the certifications and to be able to get this access to government contracting. After you get certified, you're going to sign up in different websites. There is one website called RAMP LA. RAMP LA has like all the opportunities in one place, but most probably you will have to click and then you will have to go to the websites for this business, for these entities, and sign up there as well. For example, and I know it's too much information and it's hard to grasp it, and that's why you need to do it with the SBDC so it will be better. But let me give you an overall picture. When I'm looking for a job, I think you have heard about Indeed and about all these platforms. So I go, I put my resume on that platform. When my resume gets in the platform, I have to choose what are my skills. And whenever they match a job with my skills, they tell me, hey, guess what? Startup for Success is hiring somebody in marketing, and it matches your profile. So I go, I look at Startup for Success, what they want. When I click, most probably I'm going into their website, and that website, it tells me again to sign up and to send and to do this. So kind of like that is the government contracting. I sign up on RAMP LA. It will show me some matches. If I like what I see and it matches what I can provide to them, it will go into their website and I have to sign up with them.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.